It was a player on the other side who's become the subject of some interest from rival clubs as well. His name is Patrick Lipinski of the Western Bulldogs. Now, he had 36 possessions and he kicked 3 goals. He's been out of Luke Beveridge's side since round 11. Now, unlike Clark, Lipinski is out of contract at the end of this season. That Western Bulldogs midfield, that half-forward group, is so incredibly deep. Lipinski's struggling to earn a recall, and that's without Josh Dunkley in the side, without Adam Treloar still to come back in. Now, it's a credit to the Bulldogs recruiting. Lipinski is a lifelong Western Bulldogs supporter, so we're not suggesting the Dogs are going to let him go, but rival clubs are knocking, and like Clark, they're offering more opportunity, or they will be. So these are the temptations players face all the time. And Sam Petrevski-Seaton is the other one, frozen out of that Carlton side since round 8, sent back to the VFL to play as a midfielder forward, which is what Blues fans have been crying out for a long time. He's been stationed at halfback for so long. He's out of contract. He does love Carlton. He loves the club. He isn't the homesick type. There's no yearning to get back to WA, but his camp are assessing his options and a potential home elsewhere should the Blues look to move him on. And it might depend, Tim, on who coaches the side or what assistant coaches are employed at Carlton next year when it comes to his standing in that lineup.
What do you know about Jack Billings and the story that's sort of out and about this morning about he and his move from St Kilda, or a possible move from St Kilda elsewhere?
Yeah, well, he's been a talking point for much of the first half of this season because he's a restricted free agent, and we know what sort of baggage comes with that. He is pretty well remunerated at the Saints, being paid north of $700,000 a season there. So, obviously, he's a restricted free agent. Saints would have a right to match. But do they look to get a better foothold in the draft, given they've got a first-round pick and then the next pick doesn't come until the third round? We know the capital they've laid out there to bring in players from other clubs in recent times. So Jack Billings is one that rival clubs have found pretty hard to assess and to value, given he's played forward. He could have been All-Australian in 2017. And he kicked straight. And then he's played wing. He's been playing through a foot injury, which has sort of dulled his performance.
They get compensation if he leaves. How's that all work?
Yeah, he's a restricted free agent. So if they can match it and they force him to stay, or they get compo, depending on what he is paid by his rival club.
So if it's a big deal and...
First rounder, if it's a big deal.
They get compensation in the first round.
Yeah.
They might look at it.